Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Latinos for Washington President Sonia Leyva about their annual Latino Festival happening this Saturday in Central Park.
So Latinos for Washington has their annual Latino Festival coming back, though it wasn't held last year because of the pandemic, but now it's back with some changes in date and so forth. So how do you feel about getting to host this event again?
Yes, Sonia Leyva here with Latinos for Washington, a nonprofit here in Washington. We are super excited to be able to host Latino Festival or Festival Latino again this year. Last year, sadly, we had to cancel it. We were unable to have it due to the pandemic. But this year, we are back and super excited, super grateful for all of our sponsors that have come together this year and helped us out. They helped us put this festival together. We have amazing performers coming on September 25th. The festival starts at 11:30 is the opening ceremony. The Washington mayor will be there kind of welcoming everybody. And then kicking that off will be at noon. We have an all-female mariachi, which we're super excited about. Some other performers, lots of music, and lots of talent that day. We also have a magician coming in the afternoon. So it's an event that's great for the entire family, you know, children, adults. From 1 to 4, we'll be having some kids' activities. We'll have free face painting. We'll also have an area with lawn games for the kiddos. And then we will be having free books. We've had some donations with new books, and then we're also currently accepting donations of used books. So if anybody has any used books that they're not needing, children's books and youth books as well, those are welcomed also, then please contact Latinos for Washington. We'd be happy to take those and then offer them to the community that day.
And is that English and Spanish language books?
Yes, we have some English, we have some Spanish, and then we have some bilingual. So we are accepting everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, super excited to be able to have that. We'll have goodie bags for the kiddos. Lots of food vendors will be there. And then we also have some artisan crafts, some vendors with that. Just a fun day to, you know, enjoy it with your family. Come down. Everyone is welcome. Great cultural experience. Something local, fun to do. So
another special aspect of the festival is a mobile COVID-19 vaccine clinic. Can you share more about that?
Yes, we will be having COVID vaccination clinic that day. They will be here from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Latino Festival here in Central Park in Washington. It's a mobile clinic, so it will be for people to receive their COVID vaccination ages 12 and up. They will be having a Spanish interpreter there, so to help out with anything. But yeah, if you haven't gotten your COVID vaccination and you want to do it, you know, that's a great day to do it. They will be available again from 4 to 7 p.m.
The kids' activities you have in the afternoon, are those for you to take part in?
Yes, so we'll have a variety of kids' activities. Majority of them will be from 1 to 4 p.m. So after lunch and before dinner, we will be having face painting. We'll be having goodie bags with a couple of things for the kiddos that have been donated from the community members. Again, like, we're going to have free books, new books, as well as used books. And then we're also going to have a dunk tank, which will be something free, and we'll have local community Washington celebrities, and we will find out that day who they are, so it'll be a surprise. So come, you know, see who the Washington celebrities are, and hopefully you can help dunk them. That will be exciting. We'll have a little area with big long games, so kids games. That is a $1 donation per child. Super cheap, just a little something to kind of help for next year. But the kids, you know, they pay $1, they're able to come in and play all the games as long as they want. So that'll be super exciting to just be able to let your kids kind of hang out in that area while you go, you know, sit with friends or enjoy the food, anything like that. And lastly, I just wanted to say thank you to our main sponsors, Vidito Pork. They have been sponsoring this event for the last couple years, and we're very grateful for them. And we're also, you know, a big thank you to Community First Credit Union and Rangel Construction, along with so many other, you know, businesses, local and, you know, outside of Washington. Thank you for everybody, our sponsors. You know, without them, this event would not be possible. So we're very grateful for them.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share?
I just want to say we are looking forward to our Festival Latino, our Latino Festival this year, and just, you know, excited to see everyone. The whole community is welcome. You know, we want this event to be open and free to the public. So please stop on by, you know, grab some food, hang out to watch some entertainment, bring your kids to play games. Yeah, we're super excited and hope to see you on Saturday, September 25th.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Latinos for Washington President Sonia Leyva about their annual Latino Festival happening this Saturday in Central Park. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.